It was Tuesday of Holy Week, several days before Jesus was crucified, that he and his disciples took a break while walking from Jerusalem to Bethany. There, while sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples marveled at the beauty of the city and temple. Jesus told them the city and temple would be destroyed. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Those who do not know Christ Jesus, those who rely on their own reason, strength, abilities, will be left trembling and fearful at the signs of Jesus' return. Christians, on the other hand, believe that God is ultimately in control, that the changes on earth and in the heavens are a sign that Jesus is coming to take the faithful to their Heavenly Father's home. Faith in Christ Jesus gives us a new perspective, which helps us deal with the very real and frightening problems of this life. Yet, for the sake of Christ, we know the end of the story as we await life in the mansions of heaven. May our Lord grant us faith to trust in him, to hold to his promise of life everlasting. Amen.